up. You understand?
That's Le Mans Dozier on a track called
Why Can't We Be Lovers, I think. Yeah, hello.
Okay, we're going on to the next one, eh?
Good evening.
Yes, good evening.
I'm back with you again.
I'm joined by...
Yes, Jim Lowe, the legendary Jim Lowe.
Legendary? What are you? Why are you a legend?
Well, something like that, yeah.
Mm.
It's either legend or legend, it says on
it. Or legless.
Something like that, yeah. Yeah, so, we're still reeling, aren't we, from all the
reeling.
Celebrations.
Yeah. Oh, I'm reeling. My head's throbbing.
Oh, yes, we're still sort
With bass. It's throbbing with bass.
Yes.
I was suffering from severe deflection problems for 9 hours.
Oh, that's no good, is it?
Bum dee bum dee bum, biddy bum biddy bum biddy bum, bass in my head.
Was it this outside as well?
It was outside, yeah.
Bouncing off a wall or something, yeah.
Mm. It was in the Allison area of Liverpool. There was a lot more street parties actually over in Liverpool.
Oh, yes, there usually is. I think they're more community minded over there, myself.
Yes, they are.
On the world, there seems to be diverse little groups doing things on their own.
Yeah.
Instead of proper communities together.
I know on Radio Merseyside yesterday, they went over to Shari Vol, I think it was, and she was at Dover Close on the Wirral.
Well, oh,
on
yes.
The Wirral. Do you know where that is? Rings a bell.
It's not to do with the avenues and. Piston Rise, is it? No,
no, no, no, no. I've never heard of it. What are we fiddling for to increase the buzz?
Anything to do with, the new pretentious names for all the estates, is it?
Could be, yeah.
I've heard of Dover Sole, that's a fish.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, so...
So anyway, they were having a street party at least.
Oh, that's good, yes. Charival lives in Oxton Village, I believe.
Oh, does she?
Because she was trapped there when there was snow drifts once.
Oh, yeah.
In the daytime.
Yeah.
So a little bit of info with Hoy there.
Right.
Yeah, quite...
Does she look like she sounds on the radio?
I've never seen her, actually.
Yeah. Mm. She might listen to Concept. It's a Concept listener area.
You never know who's listening.
I can't say anything.
You just don't know who's listening at all. It's
it's amazing.
Like it could be anybody.
I hope somebody is.
Yeah, I think they will be tonight.
Yes, it's a completely unscripted Bevan Lowe show tonight, I'm afraid.
Yes, we haven't got our team of script writers on tonight.
So say it play it as you say it.
The equivalents of Marty Feldman and Barry Took.
Who's he?
They haven't written our scripts tonight.
Oh, them, yeah.
They used to write all the BBC stuff, didn't they?
I thought it was the other fellow, what's his name? He used to be... what was his
Ray
name?
Barker.
Was he one on the goodies? I can't remember now. He was always on Radio 4 quiz shows.
Barry Took.
Was it Barry Took?
With the glasses. Guy, yeah,
that's him.
And John Junkin as well.
John Junkin, yeah.
He was another one, yes. Yes, and Frank Muir as well.
Frank Muir, he's dead, isn't he?
He is dead, yes. He was about 76 or something, wasn't he?
Good God. What was that programme on BBC Two? What was it? You remember
My
that?
Music, was it?
No, he had an anagram of something and they had to guess it.
Oh, Call My Bluff.
That was it, yeah.
That was so middle class.
I know.
With Robert Robertson and that.
Yeah. Everyone was like ultra, you know, like right wing, weren't they?
That's right.
They weren't like, no Scousers on there.
That's right. I think they let Tony Blackburn on it once, but only because he went to a public school or something.
Oh, I didn't know he was public school.
Oh, yes. So there you have it. It's a bit of a network, that, isn't it?
We could revive it on Concept instead of a Malone show, Call My Bluff on the radio. And they wouldn't know whether we were cheating.
They wouldn't, it's true, yes. That's what Hold Your Plums was a bit like, wasn't it? They give you a clue and try and confuse you to get the answer.
That's right.
They usually get somebody who doesn't really know much who gets confused.
Which makes it even more funny, I suppose.
Yes, good idea that. Yeah, so...
Yeah, I had quite a busy weekend. I was up in Bevington and they had this comedian on. He was doing impersonations and telling jokes. And at the end, he left the final impersonation, and he was a Geordie, was Chubby Brown.
Wasn't
and he came on in Chubby's tight suit.
Oh, yes.
And he was just like him.
All right.
It was dead funny. Everyone was laughing. He had that hat on as well.
Oh, that's all right, yeah.
Yeah.
That pilot's hat that he wears, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, fair enough, yeah. It's good if it's well done, like,
yeah. Oh, he was funny, I'll give you that.
Yeah. as long as it's funny, that's the main thing, like.
He was a Geordie, this fella, like, so.
Oh, right. So who else did he do, anybody well known?
I'm just trying to think now. He was getting all the way. Oh, he did Billy Connolly.
Oh, yes.
He did him.
Aye, aye.
Yeah. Well, he's got a certain way of swearing him, hasn't he?
Aye, he has. In a sort of a philosophical slow
way. Aye, a wee jobby. He was doing some routine once about the shipyards in Scotland.
Oh, yes.
Where they had this trough. That's where everyone went to the toilet and all the things were floating past.
Oh, yes. There was a weird job.
To do with toilets. I'll just turn this off because it's doing my head in.
Yeah. Sorry, whoever that is, text them. Yeah. We will get back to you when we play a tune.
Yeah, we will.
Yes.
In a few moments.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, so I think that was one of his videos that was off. It was Big Banana Feet, and there was a few more like that.
That's right, yeah. I've seen a few of them, yeah. The idea is funny. I've seen him live, actually, at Southport. Mm. He does about 2.5 to 3 hours, and he actually sings as well with this thing with strings on it.
He tried to make it in America, didn't he?
Yes.
But didn't.
He was in a few films as well.
Yeah.
There's one about Elizabeth the First or something, was it?
Oh, right.
Or was it Queen Victoria, wasn't it? Something like that.
Mm.
Anyway, he did a film about one of the Royals not so long ago, so he is quite a good actor as well. Yes. He's made his actors out of that, yes.
He's made a few. He's a professional Scotsman, I know.
He is, yes, yes. Yeah, so he's done quite well there. Yes. I haven't noticed anyone in pyjamas at these parties anyway up to now.
No, I didn't see anybody.
But they must have been listening to us.
I did see somebody today, but I can't remember when you said that. I just happened to look round. Hmm. Oh, that was it. Gone is the quick save.
Oh, was it? Yeah.
Yes. It's everywhere, you know.
Yes, it's still going on, apparently, yes.
It is, isn't it?
Yes.
And there's no cure for it.
Thought you would have had Jubilee pyjamas in the shape of Union Jacks.
That's a good idea. Don't encourage them.
So somebody should have marketed that. It's a bit late now, eh?
Yeah.
Yes. And then there was the very short fireworks display at New Brighton last night.
I've never seen that. Did you see it?
Went down to see it. Gone. Finished.
Good God. How long was it?
I don't know. It was about 12 minutes. Got there about just after 20 to 11. It finished.
So much for that. Was that over the river, was it?
Yeah, and over the river and off New Brighton Fort. Also one at by the Pierhead as well in Liverpool.
Yeah.
But over very quick, and took about half an hour to get out the place, and that was right in the middle of the road, passing everything on the motorway.
Good God.
Some idiots had pulled out and stopped dead.
Oh, I hate that.
Cars, and nobody could get past. That's what the problem was. Instead of waiting.
Yeah, waiting for what?
Instead of waiting for the traffic, for a gap in the traffic.
Oh, I see.
Well, the traffic's not moving, but they still pull out for some reason.
And block the motorcyclist.
Yeah, well, block everyone. There's nobody could move.
Stupid, that, isn't it?
I don't know. I was on cabs and islands and everything. But I did in the end.
On your scrambler.
That's the one, yes. Very handy things, those.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so what's the next big occasion this year, anyway? Apart from the Halloween special and
the Whittle Show.
When's that, August, is it?
It's normally about the 4th of July, first week July.
Yeah, that should be good. Well, do you have an RSL for it?
That's a good idea.
Trouble is, these special events RSLs tend to be boring and nobody knows they're on.
Well, yeah.
But like I say, another station we know.
Did you say there's one coming on for the games?
It's...
On 87.7?
In Manchester, yeah. Oh. Run by Piccadilly, it's called The Games Radio.
Oh, right. Won't affect us, though.
No. There's another one on 97.7, run by the BBC, from Saddleworth. That's 87.7. That's called... the Commonwealth Games Radio 2002 or something, some big long title like that. When it's not broadcasting the games, it's going to be broadcasting GMR.
Oh, I see.
Greater Manchester Radio. So I think it's for visitors coming in and out mostly.
Yeah.
But Andy Peebles is involved with that.
There'll be a lot of people attracted to the Northwest as a result of the games being in Manchester. When is that? Do we know?
July, I think.
Yeah.
I know it's in a few weeks.
How long does it go on for? Is it a month, is it?
Two or three months, I think.
Is it?
Quite a long time.
Good God.
So as soon as the World Cup, so we'll have that.
Oh, God. On the telly, is it?
It will be, yes.
Oh. I'm sick. I don't know about you. Like Jeff was saying about World Cup football, I hate football. Do you?
I do, yes. I hate all the hype and David Beckham.
I'm sick of hearing about him.
Yes, he's just such a boring person as well.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, my name's David Beckham.
He's got a stupid voice, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah, and I talk like, really slow.
I am stupid. Play football, but... Can you imagine him, yeah. Come on, David! Slapping him around the back of the head.
That's like, right,
puts him on the lead, probably. Around the mansion.
Yeah, I don't know. What a... pair of idiots, but some very rich idiots.
Very rich idiots, yeah. Yeah, people go to spot them, don't they? Follow them around.
Yeah, I wouldn't be bothering myself.
She looks like a rat, I think.
Yes, I don't know.
Was that an insult to a rat?
I remember that big party they had a few weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. All the hype. To raise money for charity.
Yes. And the only thing I've watched to do with the Jubilee has been the thing on the telly, the carnival today.
Yeah.
But the rest of it I haven't really bothered with.
As I said before, I was watching the TV yesterday. I was watching the concert down at the St. George's Hall in the centre of Liverpool.
Oh,
I know quite a few people went over from Birkenhead thinking the pubs were going to be chocker, but it was totally dead by the night time.
Oh, I see. I should have watched that because they had them Turkish Beatles on, didn't they?
Yeah, that's right.
They've been playing it on Radio Merseyside. They do some quite good versions.
I was talking about that before, actually.
Yeah, I was listening to that, yeah, but I do like that particular act.
Mm.
Apparently they came over specially, like, so.
Oh, I didn't know they were. I thought they were from over here, actually.
No.
I thought they were.
As far as I know, anyway. But, I've heard a few versions of, like, A Hard Day's Night and all that they do.
Yeah.
So that'll revise all the Beatles stuff in an original sounding style, really.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's good to hear something unusual. I don't mind cover versions as long as it's different.
That's right. It's not in a different style.
Rather than these carbon copy things that people do. Real Young with this Light My Fire thing.
Oh, God.
Yes.
See, a lot of the kids of today think that's a new song that he's wrote on a ciggy packet in his spare time. But no, it doesn't quite work like that.
Yes. Like years ago, there was Whispering Grass by Donna Stell and Windsor Davis. People thought that was original, but it was done by
the Ink Spot
or someone, wasn't it? Yes, that's an idea.
Mm.
Can be done.
On Concept Records.
Yeah.
For charity.
Yeah, let's revive.
For charity, but it's not really for charity, it's for our back pockets.
Exactly. Mm. Why not? Yeah, let's find the Paper Camel master tapes.
Oh, yes.
The 15-inch per second reel-to-reels.
That was the group we formed before Concept, wasn't it?
That's right, yes. Yeah.
We evolved
into
Concept.
Yeah.
As you know it today.
Yes. Mm. Well, we did do a lot of few sessions, didn't we?
We did, yeah.
Well, we did cover versions then, didn't we?
Oh, yes, we did.
So.
I mean, everybody... you know, on karaoke, someone sings Unchained Melody.
Oh, some woman gets up and does
Simply the Best.
Whitney Houston and doesn't quite make the notes.
Yeah.
Yes. That Titanic thing by...
That.
Celine Dion, yes. That's another one.
I call Unchained Melody Unchained Lavatory now.
Yes. By Robson and Commode.
That's it, That's them.
I just hate that. Yeah, I just hate the song. Well, the original wasn't that bad, really.
It was good in its context of the film Ghost, because that was quite a good film.
I remember that, yeah.
One of the few films I've ever seen. I don't watch TV. The only thing I watch is Star Trek, really, to be quite honest, and then 7 o'clock news, and maybe I like documentaries.
Yeah.
Especially to do with anything, really.
Yeah, I like the Discovery Channel with all the things about weather and all that. That's quite good.
I haven't got Sky, unfortunately, can't afford it.
But it's a good escape from all the sport.
Yeah.
When all the sport's on, you can like go to home and leisure and watch anything you want, really.
Yeah. Someone was telling me there's a fashion channel on Sky, and it's more or less like a porn channel.
Oh, yes.
And it's
soft porn.
Well, soft porn, yeah, but it's like, I don't know, half naked ladies all the time. It's like, Nothing to do with flashes, really. Like, it goes behind the things, and you see the models getting changed and all that.
Oh, right, that's it. Yeah. A bit like Granada Men and Motors,
that's it, yeah.
Another one, yeah.
I didn't see any men on there, did you?
No, I didn't. So, I
seen a few motors.
Yes.
I didn't see any Skodas, though, did you?
No. It's all those stupid American car stunts and all that.
That's right.
Which boring, really. Same old thing.
Anyway, shall we break for a tune?
And why not?
During the Webber and Low show?
I think we should, really.
Yes?
Yes, why not give it a go?
Oh, whip me banjo out, huh?
Yes, plinkety plonk.
Plinkety plonkety.
Here we go.
That's somebody called Bobby Caldwell, who also had a hit with, what was his hit?
What You Can't Do for Long.
Yeah, and that was Going Down for the Third Time, No Jokes Please.
Yes, exactly, yes.
Yeah. No comment.
Yeah, talking of Jubilee celebrations, do you remember the last one, the Silver Jubilee?
1977, yes, I do.
Yes, I'm afraid I do as well.
I do remember that.
Yes.
It was a very, very wet summer that year, wasn't it?
Yeah, I thought there was more parties than that, more celebrations then.
I think there was, actually. People have changed probably a little bit in the last 25 years. They're not, well, the royal family have lost their status a little bit in people's eyes.
I think so, yes. I remember going down to New Brighton.
Yeah.
The Queen was doing a tour of the country and she came to Liverpool. And I remember seeing the Royal Yacht Britannia.
Oh, right.
Sailing into Liverpool. And it was like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. One day.
Did you actually see the Queen?
No.
No.
It was not on the Liverpool side, it was. But I presume she was waving to the Liverpool side. But it was quite far away, actually. But
that's right.
The Royal Yacht Britannia's out of commission now, isn't it?
I think they built another one, didn't they? Or did they?
I don't know, actually.
Or did they take it out of commission? Yeah. I don't know.
I can't remember.
Not too sure about that.
Must be about getting over 50 years old now.
Yes. Yeah, I think there was a lot more street activity. Because I remember, well, I don't think I was here for that particular week. I was going on holiday and I remember riding this motorbike all the way out to Wales and it was absolutely throwing it down.
It was an old Russian bike or something.
It was an old Russian
bike. Well, a new Russian
bike. Well, it was a new Russian bike, but very old technology, Cossack.
Oh, yes.
Cossack 175 it was.
Oh, right.
And it was a two-stroke engine. I remember trying to ride up this mountainous road and it wouldn't have it, so I had to get off and walk. Because the power was just shooting past the rings of the cylinder.
Oh, hell.
I had an oval cylinder on it.
Going pop, 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 on the exhaust.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, well, yes.
So I remember they did have a street party, actually, the place I was going on holiday. It was Penman Mower.
Oh, yes.
Which was a bit of a focal point, actually, Penman Mower at one time, talking about holidays for people from the Whittle, because they all used to go there. I think it was the Birkenhead Boys Club and all that.
When Camelhead's holidays was on, you used to always meet somebody from Camelhead's.
That's right. You always had the Camelhead's peak weeks. You couldn't change them.
Last week in July, 1st and August.
That's the one.
The end of May.
Yeah.
They were the 3 weeks when everybody went away to the same places.
Yeah.
That's before everyone started going abroad to the extent that they do now.
That's right. It is actually, can work out cheaper going abroad.
I believe so, yes. For some reason, I don't believe in it.
No, I'm not.
I don't know why.
It's, I don't like abroad because it's full of bloody foreigners. I mean, how many jokes?
Well, there is that too, yes.
No, but I look at it, I'm not one for lying in the sun. I don't like heat. It irritates me, heat. What about you?
Yeah, I hate heat as well.
And I wouldn't be lying out in the sun. And one of these people who go, they're going out to go on the ale and get drunk.
Yeah, you do that at home as well.
That's what I'm saying.
And you don't have to worry about flying home or anything.
But I think they're only going out to, especially on the 1830s holiday, they only go out for, I'm going to put it,
meeting ladies
for a leg over.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's the one.
Oh, aye, people go mad in that department.
Because there was some documentary about holiday reps on.
Oh, yes, I remember that.
Everyone was moaning about. But, I mean, the younger people tend to go for that. Yeah. Say people in the 40s, what would they go for? Probably be family holidays, wouldn't they?
Yeah, that Minorca is supposed to be the place where all the older people go.
Is it?
Yeah, it's supposed to be quieter. A very quiet resort.
I mean, I'd like to... I suppose I could put up with it for a week, maybe.
Well,
I'd like to go just to see what it was like, see what the nightlife was like.
That's right. I'd like somewhere where you can go and see the sights, historical stuff and all that.
That's right.
Yeah.
But it's no good like going like to a towny type place and going around on the pubs, because you might as well go to Blackpool.
Exactly. Yeah. It's only an hour and a half away on the train.
Which, Blackpool?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah,
I've been on holiday to Blackpool.
Yeah, I have for a few days.
Mm.
That was in the early 80s. It was alright, actually.
Was it?
There was a lot of Geordies there.
There's always Geordies and Scots people there.
That's right. All in kilts and all this, with all shouting and all that. I think they were Celtic supporters or something.
Oh, right.
And they're all getting thrown up the beer keller, as it was there.
The beer keller?
Which
they've died out, haven't they?
It's probably gone now. Like.
Yeah.
But Blackpool's got like an old fashioned tatty side to it with all old fashioned gift shops and all that.
Yeah,
a bit like Southport, really. Yeah.
I haven't been to Blackpool or Southport for years.
Supposed to be going to make it into a casino resort, aren't they, eventually?
I believe so.
That's the plan, anyway. But
do you think that'll ruin it?
I think so, yeah. It's going to be over commercialised. It'll bring money into the place, like, but. As long as people are spending what they can afford.
As long as you don't change the original fair and all that. The outdoor fair, I mean, it's...
I doubt it.
That's well-renowned, isn't it?
I think they'll keep that.
Yeah.
Like in Southport, they've kept there, haven't they?
On the trams.
Well, yeah. You can't do without that, really. That is Blackpool.
Yeah.
That's still Blackpool Corporation, isn't it? There's no combined councils there.
That's right.
Yes, quite a good place, that, actually, here and there. Apart from the weather, it's always windy.
I believe you've got to watch which clubs you're going up there.
I believe so, yes. Yes, some pubs are couples only, aren't they? Well,
yeah, well, what do you mean by that?
I don't know.
Well, what's the idea of that?
No, maybe don't want fellas on their own causing trouble. Just fellas going in and getting rowdy.
There's a pub there called the Flying Handbag.
Oh, yes.
Which, would you believe? You're not going to believe this. It's a gay bar.
It's not it.
It is. You wouldn't have thought that.
Bloody hell.
I haven't been in it, I've been told about it. I've had a full report.
Yeah.
And there's also a transvestite type show bar type place.
Oh, right.
Which most normal people go on there because they put shows on. I can't remember the name of the place now. Perhaps someone might.
You always meet people in work who seem to know all about gay bars and all this.
Yes.
And so and so's gay and so and so.
Yeah.
But they claim that they're not themselves, like.
Oh, of course not.
But they seem to be in the know about it all.
That's right.
And keep talking about it.
Very strange. But they don't go in these places.
That's right, yeah. Although they know all the details of what happens in there. Very strange people there.
Yeah.
Yes. I say let them all get on with it.
Oh, yes. Each to their own.
Mm.
Well, I used to work in this place downtown called Lola's, which was allegedly a gay bar.
Oh, yes.
Because the manager was gay.
Oh, right. So
there were a few gay people who came in, but they never particularly bothered me.
No, you weren't their type.
No. Oh, no.
Yeah, this is the thing, you see.
Mm.
Yeah, so...
I always made sure I didn't shave and talked very deep.
That's right.
And didn't put anything pink on. I'm sorry.
Had to inhale a cigar before you went in.
That's right.
To get your voice deeper. That's what a lot of these DJs do, isn't it?
Is that right?
Yeah. Like Alexis Corner, I used to do.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Look what happened to him.
Roger Phillips.
Oh, hello. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I know.
When he's having Tommy's having a cig, he goes, mm-hmm.
Oh, wow, it's a good little job that he's got.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't mind a job like that. I had to work in... industrial circumstances.
Yes.
In noise.
Noise and heat.
To get my money.
Yes. Working for shareholders.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'd like a decent job which is clean.
Oh, yeah.
but it never happens.
Never happens. Well, you
try to better yourself, and it always fails.
Huh? You're only a working man. But there's a song which Turns keep doing called something the working man.
Yeah.
Have you heard it?
Some woman did.
I'm just a working man.
That's the one. I'm a working man. I am.
That's the one. Yeah.
Yeah, another one. And all to do with going down mines and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's popular with the unions, isn't it? And all that.
Yeah. I've seen it in a few northern clubs.
Yeah, I think Rita somebody did it, didn't they? That, what was her name? Rita somebody.
Did she?
Well known singer. She's a club singer. I forget her name now, but she had a big hit with it. Like,
oh, right.
In the charts. Amongst all the other dance stuff and all that. It was like.
What's it called? It's not called. What is it called? I don't know.
A working man, I think.
Is it?
But, yeah. I don't know where the song came from, it, but it sounds Welsh for some reason.
It does.
Yeah.
It's from somewhere up north, obviously.
Yeah.
It's been written in context of a working class mining community.
Yeah. I suppose it could be performed by Welsh choirs and things like that.
Yeah.
Yes. I've never seen a Welsh choir.
Perhaps Paper Camel could do a modern day version of it.
Well, yes. You did a Ooh Wacka Doo Wacka Day by Gilbert O'Sullivan.
Oh yes, did we? Oh yes, I think we did.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
And the rock and roll song.
Yeah.
By, yes, him. And who else was that?
We never had a hit.
Yeah, we'll have to try again, I think.
We could have a I'm the Working Man I Am, E Don't Bother Me Now.
That's the one.
E Don't Bother Me Now rap at the back of it.
Yes, good idea.
You'll have to wear caps for the promotional video.
That's it. Yeah, can be good.
Caps and what else is checked shirts, is it? Checked shirts.
Yeah.
And braces.
Yeah, people used to wear white shirts with detachable collars years ago.
That's right, and cufflinks.
And
starts collars.
That's right. Don't know how the hell they wore those things. Or how they kept them clean.
They used to wear them to go to the pub, didn't
they? They did, yes.
Whereas no one puts ties on for the pub now.
No.
Except for like formal occasions, weddings, funerals.
I think he just had good clothes and bad clothes, and there was nothing in between then.
That's right. There was no hair gel then, it was all bill cream and.
That's right.
Brilliantine.
Yeah, that's right. Things were much more simple then, huh?
Yeah.
But I wouldn't like to go back to them days.
No.
People are much better off now, working people.
Yes.
Everyone's got a phone, colour telly, video.
Yeah.
And computers often now.
Oh yeah.
More and more, so yeah. I think working people are a lot better off.
They are better off, yeah.
And have bought their own houses.
Yeah.
The Tories made it easier for them to do that, though.
They did.
Because you're less likely to walk out on strike if you got a mortgage to pay.
Well, yeah, that was the thinking behind it, I think.
It was all part of a plan, you know.
Yeah.
That's what broke the miners' strike, I think.
It did. It was a shame the way some of them mining communities got dismantled. I wonder, did no one's ever done a follow-up documentary and gone back to a place to see what it's like?
No, to see the wasteland.
Well, like, do you reckon drugs is creeping in these communities now?
In the high unemployment, there must be, yes.
Oh, yeah.
There's that place in St. Helens that you went, wasn't there? Well,
oh, yes.
On a Saturday night.
Par.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that looks a bit run down now.
It will be the Bold Colliery, is it?
The Bold Colliery.
That's all.
Oh, I went there too. I've always thought about where I did a club up there.
Oh, a club was?
Par Labour Club. And they speak funny up there. They call you cock.
Oh, that's a weird one.
All right, cock.
Oh, right. Don't know that one.
No.
That's a weird one, yeah. And yet 6 miles away in Kirby, it's all Scouse. That Liverpool Irish accent, the fast accent.
I think it's been months. Well, Par is really. From the St. Helens, it's quite a distance, you know. It's about, I'd estimate it's 8 to 10 miles.
All right.
Inland.
Oh, I see. Must be an outlying area.
It's the next junction.
Oh, really?
Off the East Lancs Road.
Yeah.
So, even with a distance of 8 to 10 miles, talk so differently.
Yeah, very strange. Maybe to do with weather and all that and conditions and. The Scouse accent's probably been caused by pollution and smoke and all that.
Oh, yeah.
I would imagine.
Would you like to go down a mine for a living?
No. I'd hate it.
No.
supposedly well paid it to help, wasn't it?
That is, that's how pasties were invented, weren't they?
Was it?
For miners.
I didn't know that.
Yes, traditional pasties. You know, the dinosaur shaped ones? Yeah. We used to make a big one of them, red hot, and then they'd give it to the wife, like, this is like in the early years of coal mining, say 1916, 1920,
yeah.
And they'd wrap it up like in like socks and cloths and all that, and then by the time he ate it at dinner time it'd still be hot, and he'd throw the end bit away, you know, the crusty bit, because that was for him to get hold of, because his hands would be black.
Oh, I see, yeah.
Mm.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So there you go. Mm. Didn't know that, did you, listeners?
Yes, dinosaur pasties, eh?
Yeah.
So now you know. no tin foil then, and all that.
No microwaves down the pits.
Nope.
Probably have a canteen down there now.
Oh, I yeah. Are there any mines going, I wonder?
I don't know. Isn't the one at Connors Quay? Private one. There's isn't there?
Point of Air.
Sure there is.
Sure that's gone there.
Has it?
I think so, yeah. I know someone who lives near there. Said there used to be a river there which was the outflow from where they pumped out, and that stopped. So I think that's gone, actually.
Mm.
So it's called another victim of the Tories.
Yep.
That was their final parting shot, wasn't it? Shutting all the mines down.
That's right.
That'll teach you, going on strike. There's your industry finished.
Yeah, there's a programme on tonight, drama documentaries, isn't it?
About the Falklands War, yeah.
Yeah.
And Thatcher's part in it. And she didn't come out in a good light, actually.
No.
Is
it supposed to be portrayed as accurately as possible, is it?
It is, yes.
Mm.
But, yeah, it's quite good, actually. I liked it.
Mm. Don't be telling the listeners that, though, because they'll turn off concept and go and watch it now.
Yeah, it's probably finished now, but they showed actual news clips of the news then as well.
That's right.
With some younger looking news person, I forget who it was now.
Was it 1982, the Falklands War?
Yeah, it was, yeah. I think it was about this time when it started, or was finished.
It was February, it was January, because I know I was off work with the flu.
Yeah.
I remember watching the TV, and it was just breaking out then.
Right. Yeah, at 82, eh?
Mm.
Yeah, quite a while ago, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Yes, another war that we shouldn't have got involved in.
No,
200 people killed.
Yep.
The Gulf War was a bit different.
Yeah.
Because there was oil there.
That's right.
That's what the Americans so interested in.
Mm. Yeah. Anyway, shall we break for a tune and we'll come back to that subject?
And why not?
And we'll have something that goes like this. Are you ready?
Yes.